All right. Hi. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude every weekday morning, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Coming up at 5 is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich, and at 6, it's the great Steve Cochran, my buddy, from 6 to 10. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. In just a little bit, we're going to start the Wild Card Wednesday proceedings. So get out there and get your texts in and your requests. It's any song, any artist, anything, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. A little bit later on, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Oscar nominations, which were given out yesterday. And we will also talk about actors that have never been nominated for an Academy Award. And some of the names on the list are just, it's shocking that they've never been nominated. And we'll talk about some of the great movies that the Academy completely ignored for 2016. That's all coming up. Again, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Get your Wildcard Wednesday requests in. And check us out on Twitter by following us at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected is our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. It's constantly updated. It's interactive. It's happening while the show is happening. And there you go, facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right, let's welcome back to the show our good friend Bob Madea. Bob Madea is a Sherlock Holmes expert. He's also a screenwriter and a really interesting guy. He speaks at libraries and to schools and classes about screenwriting and about Sherlock Holmes, and we can give you the info on how, if you'd like to, Bob to come out and give a little talk, he'll be happy to do that. And he joins us because there's some new Sherlock Holmes things to talk about, and we always want to have Bob on whenever that happens. And Bob, welcome back to the show, sir.
Oh, thank you, Nick.
How are you?
Pleasure.
All right. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good, 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 good. Once again, very quickly, recap everybody on how you got into Sherlock Holmes and became so obsessed with him.
Yeah, I don't know how I became obsessed, but I got started when I was a kid reading mysteries, Hardy Boys, Nancy Drew, Three Investigators, and then pastor of my church gave me a copy of The Adventures and Memoirs, and been collecting it ever since then.
Yeah, and so you've got quite a collection, Bob.
Yes, over 1,200, around 1,200 books now.
Whew, man,
including Nick, you're gonna be really excited about this.
Mm.
And I mean, this is very nerdy for both of us. I ordered a book off of Amazon.
Yes.
It's just a little chapbook kind of thing that's, you know, like a little thing specially printed, nothing fancy. It's got a lot of wear on it, but the it comes in the mail the other day, and it says that the previous owner's name is in the, like, the fly leaf, you know, on the first page.
Uh-huh.
I open it up, and what it says is, David, who I'm assuming is the previous owner, with best wishes from Christopher Lee.
Oh, man.
Christopher Lee had nothing to do with the book. I don't know. I would love to know the story of who David is,
mm-hmm,
and how he got this autographed by Christopher Lee.
How far back does the book go? What year?
This goes to the printing of this one is 1958.
Wow.
And it has to do with the Sherlock Holmes pub, which back at that time was just called the Sherlock Holmes. And it was part of the Northumberland Hotel at one point. It wasn't called the Sherlock Holmes, and it was part of the Northumberland Hotel, which is famous for where Sir Henry, who was played by Christopher Lee.
Right.
So I'm thinking it probably was around the time of the filming of, when this book was made. It was around the time of the filming of the Peter Cushing Hound of the Baskerville.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if this is tied into that somehow or not. I would love to know the story, but I'm almost a little afraid to write back to these folks because I bought this thing for like $2.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, I open this up and it's like, oh, you just went to the top of the list of my treasures.
Wow. You spent $2 on a book that's signed by Christopher Lee, an original.
Yeah. And the company that sent it to me obviously didn't know what they had.
Clearly.
So I'm a little trepidatious.
Absolutely. Now, boy, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, Bob, so you just got this book. How often do you go online and find stuff that you don't have? I mean, you have so much stuff. Is it difficult for you to find things that you don't have that are Sherlock Holmes related?
It's actually not. And the great thing is that ever since Sherlock, this BBC series, Sherlock Holmes community has just exploded.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you've got tons of new stuff that's coming out, a new movie that I'll inform you on. I don't know how happy you'll be about seeing it, but I'm very excited. There's and just absolutely tons of books. In fact, I know, you know, I obviously I'm a fan of your show, and I know we have similar tastes, and so I'm assuming most people who listen to the Nick D show have similar tastes. There are a couple of books out now. One is called Sherlock Holmes and the Shadwell Shadows, and it has to do with the Cthulhu casebooks. That's by James Lovegrove, and it's published by Titan Books. It's a beautiful and really pretty creepy novel. It's the first of three. And then one I think that for sure you'd be interested in is Sherlock Holmes and the Servants of Hell, which is set in the Clive Barker Hellraiser world.
Oh, wow!
So that was published by Solaris, and that's written by Paul Kane. I found it in the science fiction section, so people might want to look there. Because they don't really have a horror section anymore in bookstores.
Yeah. That's wow, that's interesting. That in the Clive Barker Hellraiser world. That's...
I haven't gotten into that one yet, because I never was really much of a fan of Hellraiser.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty cool.
Even though I met Clive Barker once, and he's a delightful man.
Absolutely. I've met him several times.
Extremely talented writer. I just didn't really care for the Hellraiser.
Yeah. He signed a couple of my books and did cuz he's also a painter and an artist.
Oh.
And he drew, you know, in addition to signing the books for me, he did like little monster portraits for me. So like all the books that I have that Clive Barker has, there's a portrait, there's like a portrait of a creature.
Cool.
As well as a signature. He's a wonderful guy, really, really wonderful guy, and smart as hell. Just a really brilliant guy. One of my favorite interview experiences here at WGN. They had Clive Barker come in, and it was with Roy Leonard. So Roy said, "Nick, you come down and help me with this Clive Barker interview," because that wasn't Roy's cup of tea, the crazy horror stuff. But he had Clive Barker on, and arriving early for the next interview was John Cleese.
Wow.
So we brought John Cleese in early, so we had Clive Barker and John Cleese on at the same time. And I don't know if that's archived somewhere here, in the archives at the station, but it was an unbelievable interview with those two guys just going back and forth from two completely different world, both British, both brilliant, and it was really, and of course, Roy was conducting most of the interview, which means it was a great interview because Roy was one of the best interviewers that ever lived, and it was just really one of my favorite interviews that I've ever done in this building.
I wish I had heard that.
Yeah, amazing stuff. It was amazing. So that's fascinating, though. That really is. Okay, let me ask you this. And obviously we've been talking now for a while that in the past, like 7 years or so, the Sherlock Holmes world has exploded and become more popular than it had in years. And I think a lot of it had to do with the Robert Downey movies.
Yes.
And of course the show Elementary. And the British version of Sherlock,
right?
And so it's at an all time popular peak. I think. Would you say?
I would say that, but unfortunately, and you'll probably recognize this, there is kind of a death knell that rings when something is very, very popular, and then all of a sudden let's try it with comedy.
Yeah.
Because when the Universal monster started to go down.
Sure.
Stick Abbott and Costello in it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
and hopefully
there's a movie coming out in 2018.
Yeah.
That's called Holmes and Watson.
Right.
And I am looking forward to this.
Well, hold on 1 second. Sure. I want to save that to talk about that. I want to save that because I want to get to the Sherlock, the BBC series first. But we have a call here from who has a question. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Greetings from Cleveland.
Greetings from Cleveland. Good to hear from you, Mark. What, you got a question or a comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to find out what your guest thought of Elementary.
Well, yeah, Bob, we've talked about it before, but Mark from Cleveland would like to know how you feel about Elementary, the TV show.
I actually like Elementary. It's a funny give-and-take kind of show. It's not nearly as well done as Sherlock is, but then it is a weekly series, and you have two characters that really work well together. Delightful mysteries. In fact, last year they did a version of The Hound of the Baskervilles that I actually thought was very imaginative. And I honestly, I thought they should have done a two-hour special for it. You know, and develop the characters a little bit more.
Yeah. Now, but, Mark, what do you Mark? What do you
I
think of it?
I enjoyed the show.
What do you think of it, Mark?
I like it. I got there. I can't compare it to the BBC version because I haven't seen that yet. I know horror of horrors, but I think that the writing is clever and the cast, especially Johnny Lee Miller, is excellent.
Yeah, I like Johnny Lee Miller too, and Lucy Liu is great in it too.
Yeah, Lucy Liu.
Yeah, and so. Yeah, and so are I'm forgetting who the Aidan Quinn and John Michael Hill. Mm-hmm. Yes, they're all excellent in their roles.
Yeah. Mark. Okay, thanks for the call.
Have a great show.
All right, thanks a lot, Mark. Boy, we haven't heard from Mark in a while. Mark from Cleveland. Yeah. So, and I know that CBS does very well with Elementary. It's a very popular show.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much longer it's going to continue, but because the viewership has faltered over the last few years. But
Well, it's been on for a long time. I mean,
they're in their fifth season.
Yeah, fifth season. There you go. All right, Bob, hang on, okay?
Sure.
When we come back, we will talk about this new movie that Bob was alluding to, and we will talk about the Sherlock Holmes series from BBC. If you're a fan of Sherlock Holmes, if you like the series, what did you think of it? It's the fourth season of Sherlock from BBC. The DVD just came out. And there's some extras on it, and we'll tell you all about it. So if you got a Sherlock Holmes question or a comment, you can text us or call us at 312-981-7200. All right. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Wildcard Wednesday begins in just a little bit, so get your requests in. Text them 312-981-7200. My guest right now is Bob Medea, who is our Sherlock Holmes expert, and we've got some more Sherlock Holmes news to chat about. Welcome back, Bob.
Thanks.
Hey, let me ask you a question before we jump into the BBC Sherlock and this new movie. Did you see Rogue One?
No.
Okay.
It's everywhere. No, but I did see La La Land, and I completely agree with you. Greatest movie of 2016.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best. The reason I ask about Rogue One, obviously, is because they basically brought Peter Cushing back to life in that movie.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It is. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing to watch. And so I was just wondering if you had seen it, what you thought about it. So when you see it, just make sure, because I'm telling you, when he shows up on screen as, you know, as big a fan of Peter Cushing as I am, I started to well up. I was like, it was pretty amazing.
Well, so I remember, you know, when the first Star Wars came out, well, you and I are about the same age.
Yeah.
And I saw Peter Cushing in there, and the first words out of my mouth was, hey, Sherlock Holmes.
Exactly. my first words were, hey, Van Helsing.
Yeah.
But anyway, all right, well, let's get to the, you mentioned that there's a new movie that's coming out. I'm looking at some of the details. Why don't you tell everybody about it? And I got to tell you, Bob, I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Tell everybody about it.
This is called Holmes and Watson, and it is a comedy mystery being directed by and written by Ethan Coen. Is that how you say his name?
Yes.
Or is it? Okay.
Yep.
And it stars Will Ferrell as Sherlock Holmes and
John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly, right, as Dr. Watson.
See, now that's it. That's enough for me, Bob. That's
okay, good. That's good. I didn't know your thoughts of Step Brothers.
No, I love Step Brothers. I love Talladega Nights.
Yep,
I'm all over it. Yep.
The two were great in that. But like I said, I'm a little worried when I see something like this come out, because that usually means we've run out of ideas here in Hollywood, so we're going to go for comedy.
Yeah.
However, if it's done well, you know, maybe we'll be seeing another franchise.
Yeah. Those two guys are so great, you know, separately and together. And this just seems like a natural. It seems like they're going to have a blast with this. And Ethan Coen is a really good writer and a good director. So I think it's quality. I hope it's going to be quality. Now, speaking of Sherlock Holmes comedies, you are a big fan of Without a Clue, correct?
Yes. Yeah, I love that movie.
Mm-hmm. And that's
my favorite.
Michael Caine and Ben Kingsley, correct?
Yes. With Michael Caine being an idiotic actor who plays the role of Sherlock Holmes, created by Dr. Watson, played by Ben Kingsley.
Yeah.
A brilliant detective.
Right.
But in this, it's a comedy, but Holmes is not an idiot. I mean, I don't know many details, okay? But I know, you know, Holmes supposedly falls for a woman, a female doctor, played by Rebecca Hall, and she shows like the same intellect as his, and so he's kind of enamored with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know Watson's role in the story yet, but I do know, I mean, this movie has a lot of big stars, and you got Kelly MacDonald as Mrs. Hudson. I don't know why she's so young, unless they're playing, you know, they're going to make her up or something like
right.
that. Or if there's a difference, you know, to the character that's necessary for her to be young.
Right.
She
right.
was in No Country for Old Men.
Right.
And then also you've got Ralph Fiennes in it. I don't know who he plays. but, you know, every time I see him, all I can think of is Schindler's List.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing about Ralph Fiennes is that he over the past few years, he's been doing a lot of comedies, and he's really funny. He's really funny.
Yeah, but I can't get Schindler's
List. No, I know. He's such a terrible character and such a great performance.
Yeah, so I'm hoping he's the bad guy.
Yeah, that
and
would be fun.
Play it for laughs, but yeah. at least I will recognize him as, you know, Moriarty or whoever he ends up being. And then Hugh Laurie is going to be in it, who played House.
Wow.
TV, and which was definitely a character based on Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, boy, that's a great cast. That's really good.
But Hugh Laurie has also done a lot of comedy.
Yeah, he has. He's very funny. So, Hugh Laurie started out doing comedy.
Right.
All his early roles were all comedic, mm-hmm. and he did stand up. And then, you know, but now he's known as House, which is it's interesting. Okay, let's talk about the BBC series. It's the fourth season just ended. How'd you feel about it?
It was the best ever. And have you seen it?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, here's the problem with it. Every single episode is got stuff from the episode before.
Mm-hmm.
It leads in right from the last season, season three, into this one. So there's no time lapse in between the two, despite the fact that it's been 2 years since the end of season three.
Right.
And it's extraordinarily emotional. And when you get to the final episode, you might actually be looking at the final episode.
Oh.
There are some rumors of a season five, but with the success of the two main actors, it's very difficult getting them together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what they did was they wound this whole thing up so that in case they never get together again, this bookends the entire show from where they met in the first series back in 2010 to now, and it is a beautiful and gorgeous ending.
Mm.
And everything in between. It's very dark. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. There is tragedy throughout. And yet, when you get to the end, it's like, this is Holmes and Watson. This is the two guys that I grew up with when I was a kid. This is the true friendship, and this, you know that they go on together.
Yeah.
And not giving anything away, but, nobody dies at the end. People do die in these episodes, but
sure.
Holmes and Watson do not die in the end of the series, so it doesn't end that way. You're not ending horribly tragic.
Right.
These three are by far the finest episodes and probably the best Sherlock ever done.
Okay, that's great. And the DVD came out Tuesday if people want to check it out.
Right. Extra stuff on it.
Before we let you go, why don't you talk about this this new short horror movie that you're involved in real quick?
Yeah, I'm producing a short film. I did not write this. It's called Let It Snow, and people can get information on the GoFundMe page.
Okay.
So it's Let It Snow. GoFundMe.com/letitsnowhorror, and you can find a little bit on there about what the story is going to be about. And they're filming out here in Dwight, where I live, Dwight, Illinois.
Okay.
And we're pretty excited about this little thing. It's going to be entered into some contests. Just a short film,
right?
I've already started a relationship with the producer director, and a very intelligent man, and so we're. You know, looking forward to moving ahead with this, and I encourage people to, check it out.
Okay.
I'll just see what they, it's got like, so if people want to donate, and I'm not here to ask for money, but if people do want to donate, you can get some prizes and things like that.
Right. So people should check out the GoFundMe page. There you go. GoFundMe. You check that out. Hey, Bob, always a pleasure. And if you want to throw out your email address in case anybody wants you to speak at a library or at a school or something?
Right. My email address is the word triple, The letter B as in boy, 221, so that's triple B, 221 at hotmail.com.
Okay. All right, Bob, always a pleasure.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye.
Bob Medea, everybody, talking Sherlock Holmes. All right, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up next.